first word.
Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. Today is the shiur is sponsored by the Silver Family of Ilumishnas Rivka Bas Tuvia, Shamash Evan Aliyah. So, we're on Yud Amud Beis. We had a machlokes yesterday between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the story it is warm in here. What is the story if somebody marries? What was the case? The case was, right? Somebody gives chalitza to one of the wives.
No.
Yeah. Somebody gives chalitza to one of the wives, and then goes ahead and marries her. Remember? We said that yesterday? So, everybody agreed that the woman who you gave chalitza to, the man that gave chalitza, if he were to go ahead and now be makadish that woman, that would only be a lav. Everyone agreed to that. The question is, what about the other brothers? Rav Shlakish said it's kares, and Rav Yochanan said it's a lav. Okay? Good? Eish vei Rav Yochanan le Rav Shlakish. Rav Yochanan asks Rav Shlakish the following question. We have a braisa that says like this. Hacholetz liyavimto. If somebody gives chalitza to his sister-in-law, then v'chazar v'kacha, and then he goes ahead and marries her again, umeis, and he dies, tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. You require chalitza from the brothers. Now, chalitza again from the brothers. If you hold that marrying that bishlam alididi, according to me, damina chayve lavininu, I hold it's a chayve lav. Therefore, the kedushin is tofes. Therefore, when the brother dies, you have to do chalitza again. That makes perfect sense. Damina the chayve lavininu, dahinu tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. That's why you require chalitza from the brothers. Eludidach, but according to you, am I tzricha chalitza? Why do you require chalitza? The kedushin never got off the ground. It's an iser kares. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish. It's like somebody marrying their mother. Somebody marries their mother. They're living together, they're husband and wife, right? They go to the supermarket together. Oh, that's all true. They're not married. Right?
I asked this question yesterday also. I thought about this. Once it becomes permitted, I understand why they say no. Once it becomes permitted, the same that it now reverts to a different Isser afterwards makes really no sense.
But a different Isser. Not a different Isser.
Sure it is. Now, more, according to Rish Lakish, it's now even a bigger Isser. That becomes kares.
But it was always kares before that also.
No, it's not.
Let's say
exemption is the fact that it's
only Yibam. Let's say Reuven and Shimon. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
But once the Yibam is allowed to have Yibam, it means that she turns into a different status.
Correct. So let's say Reuven and Shimon are married, and Reuven divorces his wife, and Shimon says, "Oh, finally, I waited my whole life to marry that one. You're not allowed to do that. It's a kares."
Correct.
What's the difference if he dies and the brother?
So if he dies, Torah says there's a new thing that called Yibam.
Yeah.
Right, a new thing called Yibam. If you do Chalitza, the Yibam comes back, the Isser Kares comes back. I hear such a thing. Okay. So says Rabbi Yochanan, why is the Chalitza? Obviously I'm right. Right?
It's only a lot.
Ultamecha says Rish Lakish back, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that braisa. The seifa is gezun. The seifa says like this: Amad echad mina achin v'kidcha. If one of the other brothers married her, ain la alav klum. It's nothing. V'i chay ve'lavin ninu. But if it's only a chay ve'lav, am I ain la alav klum? Why is it nothing? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, it should be something. I said the truth is. That this braisa doesn't make any sense. Because the reisha holds one thing and the seifa holds another thing. So that's the problem. There's a stira here in the braisa. So, we're going to have two ways to explain the braisa. Amar of Sheshes, seifa asan Rabbi Akiva. Now the seifa goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds anybody you're not allowed to marry is kares. We don't hold like that. Anybody you're not allowed to marry, you get kares.
Oh.
A kohen marries a gerusha, kares. We don't hold like that. Therefore, the marriage never takes effect. The Sefer says, the Amar, Ein Kedusha Tovsin B'chayv Elav. Even a Chayv Elav, the Kedusha doesn't work. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we're listening. The Rebbe Akiva, Ein Lo Olav Klum. Then say that. Why don't the Midrash say that? According to Rebbe Akiva, it's a very unique Shita. All right, Kasha, that's a Kasha. So we don't really like that answer. So we're stuck. Why are we stuck? We're stuck with the fact that the Rashi seems to say, that it's a Lav. And the Sefer seems to say it's Kares. So Ravashi said like this. Savar la kirish lakish. Savar la kirish lakish. Ravashi holds like Rish Lakish. Umitaret la kirib Shimon. And will explain the Brisa like Rib Shimon. Ravina, Savar la kirib Yochanan. Ravina will hold like Rib Yochanan. Umitaret Rabbanan. And will explain the Brisa according to the Rabbanan. Remember we had a case yesterday, 2 days ago. What if like this? Reuven and Shimon and Levi are brothers. Right? No. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to some woman. He then dies without children. Shimon does even takes the wife. Then, Reuven and Shimon's parents have another child named Levi. Levi was never alive when Reuven was alive. Now, Shimon dies without children. Does the wife fall to Levi or not? Reb Shimon said yes, she does. Why? Because the fact that Levi was never alive when Reuven was alive is irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because Shimon took her in Ibum. So there's a brand new marriage here. The fact that she once upon a time married to Reuven is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. So it's not a case of a brother shalom bala olam. Shalom hayalol olam. It's not a case of that. Why is it not a case of that? Because, yeah, it's true, but it's irrelevant. The issue now is with Shimon. Make sense? What if the other case, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to some woman, and Reuven dies, and Shimon's debating, should do Yivam, should do Chalitza, I don't know, and he's waiting a week, and during that week, they have another brother named Levi. Now, and then Shimon says, you know what, I'm going to do Yivam. He was born before the Yibam happened.
He was born by the Zika.
Now, he can never do Yibam on this woman. Why?
Zika was formed already.
Right, but he was born. But he was born after Reuven already died, but before the Yibam happened. Now, everyone agrees there's no... Reuven can never do Yibam with this woman. Why? Because he was around a little bit when Reuven was dead. But the Zika was still there.
Yeah.
So therefore he's connected to that woman and can never do Yibam on her.
Levi.
Levi, right. Levi can never do Yibam on this woman. Okay? No, that I'm not sure about. Maybe the Rabbanan, I'm not sure. The point is, that Machlokes will explain the Stira in the Brisa. In some case, well, have so. Ravashi, Savalokur, Rish Lakish. Ravashi said, really, I hold like Rish Lakish. So really, which part of the Brisa makes sense? The Seifa. What about the Resha? The Rashi, right? Umataritz law kirb Shimon, and he explained the whole brisa is like Reb Shimon, which means like this: Hachol it's liyavimto. If somebody did chalitza, right? V'chazar v'kidsha, and then remarried her, tzricha chalitza mina achin. So what does the brisa say? You require chalitza. Man achin. Which brothers require chalitza? Man achin. Which brothers? Achin hayiludim. The brothers. Which brothers? Ha'achin ha'yeludim. The brothers that were born now. They would have to do chalitza. Keman, who's that? Kirb Shimon. That's from Shimon. Does that make sense?
They were born now? Or born
what?
But it's a case that he was born when? He was born after... The baby was born after the chalitza?
Yeah.
The chalitza.
Yeah.
Which one?
What?
Which one, before or after the chalitza?
After.
After the chalitza.
Right. Now, let's say, in our more brothers, let's say there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And what happened was, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Levi, one of them, which one died? Let's say Yehuda died. Yehuda was married to a woman, and Yehuda died. Then, Levi took the woman in Yibam, and then Yisachar and Zevulun are born.
What?
Then Yisachar and Zevulun are born. Now Levi dies.
Yeah.
Now what's the story? According to Reb Shimon, Yisachar and Zevulun now have a shaychus to this woman. And therefore they have to do chalitza. So what's the case? The case is Levi does Yibum. Levi does chalitza on this woman, then marries her. Then they're born. You hear? So that's a crazy case. Is that the case that happens?
As opposed to the other cases,
that's
so crazy.
What?
As opposed to the other cases, they're not as crazy.
Right. So Levi does chalitza. Levi does chalitza on this woman. It was his brother Yehuda's wife. Yehuda died. Levi does chalitza. By the way, Reuben and Shimon are still sitting there watching this whole thing unfold. Yes. Levi does chalitza. Then Levi marries her. Then Yisachar and Zevulun are born.
Levi is married to somebody else as well.
Correct. So
therefore,
Reb Shimon held in such a case that Yisachar and Zevulun have a connection to this woman. Right, why? Because they were alive when Levi was alive. They weren't alive when Yehuda was alive. That's irrelevant. No. Now, Levi did something crazy. He married someone he shouldn't have married. So why do Yisachar and Zevulun have to do chalitza? Because they have a connection. Reuven and Shimon do not have to do chalitza.
Why?
Because it's an Isser Kares. Because it's an Isser Kares. Rishlakish is right. It's an Isser Kares. But since they came afterward, they're Shimon, okay, chalitza. That's how the Brisa makes sense. What about the Seifa? Amad Echad Minha Noladim. Right? What about one of the ones that's been around the whole time? One of those brothers, an old brother. The Kidcha, and now he married her? Ain't law love klum. That's nothing. Why is that nothing? Because it's an Isser Kares, and the condition's not Tofes. Make sense? Makes sense. Now, Kiman, who's that? Kirish Lakish. Ravina, Savala Kirb Yochanan. Ravina said the exact opposite. Umetarets la Aliba de Rabbanan. And he explained it according to the Rabbanan. So that according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Reisha makes sense. The Reisha said they both have to do Chalitza. Why? Because only Alav. And on Alav, you got to do Chalitza. What about the Seifa? How come the Seifa, the Bryce said nothing happens? So, the first answer we gave was, so that's Rabbi Akiva. That can't be. So, Hacholetz Liyavimto, if someone does Chalitza, the Chazav Vekidcha, and then he marries her again, Tzvicha Chalitza Mana Achen. You require Chalitza from the brothers. Mana Achen, which brothers? Achen Hanoladim. It could even be new brothers. Kiman, who's that? Kirb Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan. What about that? That makes sense. What about the Seifa? Amad Echad Min HaYeludim Vekidcha. Amad Echad Min HaYeludim. If one of the Yeludim got up, what? Right. The Kidcha. Ain't La Alav Klum. There's nothing. Why is there nothing? Because they were not in the same time. They were not in the world at the same time. That's not a marriage. Kiman, who's that? Kirabanan. That's the Rabbanan. Okay? Good? Okay. New thing, similar to the old thing. Itmar, Haba al Yavimto. Let's say somebody marries the Yavama. Somebody takes the Yavama, Reuven, Shimon, the brothers. Reuven dies. Shimon marries the wife. Then, and Reuven had two wives. So Shimon marries the wife in Yibum. Uba Echad min Achen al Tzarasa. And then somebody else goes ahead and marries the Tzara, the co-wife, which you're not allowed to do. Okay? So, Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. What's the story with that? Chad Amar b'Kares. One says it's an Isser of Kares. V'chad Amar b'Aseh. And one says only an Aseh. What Aseh? We'll see. It says, Bayis Echad, that you should be bone of the Bayis. It's only one bias, you bone, not two. Therefore, it's only an assay. You violated that assay. Manda ama b'kareis. If you hold its kareis, kirish lakish. That's like rish lakish. Okay? Like what? Rashi says it. Rashi reverses the order. And manda ama b'assay, kirb yochanan. If you hold it, then I say like rib yochanan. So Rashi says, manda ama b'assay, kirb yochanan. So the lines are almost longer. It says the Amar Iushlichus of the Achen Kavit. Rabbi Yochanan said that yesterday. The brother is the shliach of all the other brothers. If he would go ahead and marry the Tzara, he'd violate an Aseh, so do all the other brothers. And Rish Lakish holds, no, it's Kares. Why? You're not a Shliach. Rather, Hilkach, who nehi dekoya aleh ba'aseh, if he were to marry this Tzara, he would violate the Aseh. But the brothers, the Isser of Eishah Zach remains there, and therefore it's Kares.
So with the Loch Zabi's, you can only marry one of your brother's wives. You can't have two brothers.
Correct.
The theory they're trying to do...
Only one brother and one woman.
That's it.
Because
the theory is trying to do a good thing. Ensure that the seed is proper.
Correct.
Can't.
But it's learned out of a pasuk. It says bias, ubona bias. So one bias. Amar Yehuda Marav. Saras Sota Asura. The Tzara of a Sota. What does that mean, the Tzara of a Sota? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon had two wives. Oh, let's say call her Rivka. And then Sarah. Sarah, he accused of being a Sota. And nothing ever was finalized, but then he died. So now, Shimon was not allowed to be with Sarah. Once you accuse your wife of being a Sota, you can't be with her until you figure it out. So if he couldn't be with her, how could his brother be with her? If Shimon could live with his own wife, how could the brother do that? So there's no Yibam.
But it's just
a oh, so...
He can't remove that status.
Huh?
How she ever remove that status? The husband dies.
Go let her drink from the water.
The husband
okay, dies. So therefore, Asura, Tzara Sota. I'm talking about Tzara Sota. Asura, Tuma, Ksivba, Karayas. It says Tuma, just like by Arayas. It says Tumah by Arayas. So just like Tumah, just like by Arayas, there's no Sota, there's no Yibam or Chalitza, not for her, not for the Tzara. So too with Sota.
So there's nothing.
Why do you think a Tzara Sota would be different than a regular?
Because what is that? Why should she be Asa?
They were married. She was a sister-in-law of the other woman.
No Yibam and no Chalitza?
Huh?
No Yibam and no Chalitza?
Oh,
Masiv Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, one second. Rav Shimon Omer, Biasa, O Chalitzasa, Me'achiv Min HaRishon, Poteres Tzarasa. Rav Shimon says like this, Bia or Chalitza, from the first brother, Pater's Nitzara. So what on earth does that mean? That means like this. You ready for this crazy case? You can see the Rashi inside. Biasa O Chalitzasa. You see that Rashi? Biasa O Chalitzasa? Ha'isha shahalach ba'ala l'madina sayam. You have a woman whose husband goes off to sea. Ubo v'omru la meis ba'alecha. And they come back and say, by the way, your husband died. V'niseis. And she gets married. V'yachar kach ba'ala. And now the husband shows up. Husband number one shows up. So, the funny thing is that min ha'torah, she can go back to the first husband. However, midrabanan, teite mizeh umizeh. We make them, she has to leave both. It's a knas. You got married without checking it out, you have to leave both.
She checked it out, so when it came and said...
Now, Bezdin gave a stamp of approval. Yeah. She didn't do it on her own.
That's right.
Mesu achav shalzeh v'achav shalzeh. Now, the brothers of both of these husbands die. Cholzin v'lo biyabman. Chalitza and no yibam. No Yibam. They don't even let her marry her. So how can the brother marry her? Right? No Yibam. Chalitza, yeah. Reb Shimon says, well, what if Biasa, O Chalitzasa, the Bia or the Chalitza, Me'achav Shel Rishon, the first husband's brother does either Yibam or Chalitza, something really he shouldn't do. Minat Torah, he really didn't do anything wrong. Because like I said, Minat Torah, that goes back to the first husband. So the first husband's brother did Yibam or Chalitza. So, but Midrabanan, it's a problem.
Why?
Anyway, let's say he did it. Why? Because Midrabanan made a knas. We're going to learn that later. It's a knas. You might think it's not a fair knas. If the Bezdin gave a stamp of approval, I hear you. It's a knas. If you marry somebody thinking their first husband's dead, it could be all good intentions. Right? But he shows up, it's a knas. You have to be divorced from both. Okay? So, Reb Shimon Omer, Biasa Chalitzasa Me'achav Shal Rishon, Poteres he lechatchila es tzarasa. That'll potter the tzara. Okay? Shaharei he kishar nashim legabe yibam. She's like another woman by yibam. Delo kontsu rabbanon mi yibam. Devadai sharyalei sha'anusa hoisa shesham hashemes. What Rashi's saying is, we treat this woman as if she was raped by the second man. Why? Regarding yibam. Why? Because lamaisa, she was forced into it. Because the Bezin said it's okay. That's not really forced into it. It's like. Why? Because the Bezin said it's okay. Why are you punishing her? She didn't do anything wrong. She went to Bezin. Listen, I heard my husband died in the battle, whatever. Bezin looked into it. You know what? You can get remarried. And he shows up. And then he dies, and the second husband also dies. So what do you want from me? What do you want from the... What do you want from the Torah? What do you want from that poor Torah? What did she do? Alma... What?
That's why they call her a Torah.
The Alma, what do you see from all this? What do you see from all this? Nivala tachas baila. If someone has relations while still married, her husband never died. Her husband never died. What happened? They thought he died. But he never died. Then what'd she do? She went ahead and married someone else. The difference between this and a sota is here she did it, it wasn't willingly. Right? It wasn't willingly. She wasn't raped. But it wasn't willingly. She did it under false pretenses. The point is that if you have relations with somebody while you're married, nivala tachas baila, sharia tzarasa leyabed. We allow the tzara to have yibum. Right? We allow that tzara to have yibum. Right? Vafilu rabbanan lo pligar shimon el bidide av tzarasa mode. No one even disputes that about the tzara. The only issue is the woman herself. So how come by a sota you can't do yibum on the tzara? I understand you can't marry the sota. The husband couldn't marry her. You also can't marry her. I understand that. What about the tzara? In this crazy case where the husband, we thought he died, we allow the yibum on the tzara. Who's doing yibum? The brother of the first husband, according to Reb Shimon, can do yibum on the tzara. Is that not by a sota? That's the Gemara's question. You hear that question? It's like 20 minutes of explanation to answer that question. You hear that question? So Amalach Rav, Aminalach Anas Sota Daraisa. I'm talking about Daraisa. The At Amartali Sota Zerabonin, and you bring up a case of that's only Zerabonin, that whole case. Minat Torah, she goes back to the first husband. So Minarabonin, we punish her. Okay, so we're not going to punish the Torah. Now, Vitka Arile, Michael Arile. So when the person asked this question, what was he thinking? What was the maksha of this question thinking? It's so obvious. That the answer is Kasara, call the ticket Rabban, okay, Daraisa ticket. Well, we patterned it like a Daraisa. So just it's true that we make the first husband she cannot go back to the first husband. So at least let's ask the Sarah also. Masav Ravashi asked the following question. We know that a man goes over to his wife and says to her, I see you've been hanging around with that man. I don't want you hanging around with that man. You better not go out with that man. I don't want you hanging around that guy. And she ignores him. V'nichnasa imo. She goes to some hotel room with him, listar, and they're locked in the room together. Vishas, and they're together, imo, kidei tuma, and they're there long enough to do something. Right? So asura lebesa. She can no longer come back home. V'asura lechol betruma. If she's a kohenes, she's the wife of a kohen, she can't eat truma. The imes, and if he dies, choletes v'lo misyabemes. Unlike Rav, who said there's no chalit at all, right? Amalach Rav, no, aminalach ana sota vaday. I was talking about a sota vaday. Va'at amartali a sota suffik, and you mentioned me about a sota suffik. I was talking about a vaday. What's a vaday? A vaday means there are two edim that said we saw her. I don't know what they saw exactly. What exactly did they see?
Locked the door.
That's a suffix. So what did they see? What did they see? Did they see... We're having a visible Hoshanah this year. What did they see exactly?
In the fridge. Yeah. There's no sota vaday ever.
Sure there is. Two Eidim come and say, we saw the Maisa.
We saw the Maisa?
No, we saw them go into a hotel room together? They went to sota suffix. Right?
No. Sota suffik would be the accusation, but there's no aid.
What?
Sota suffik would be there was an accusation, but no aid.
One aid, I don't know.
The husband says that he suspects that she was.
No. Sota suffik means you don't know what went on in that room.
Yeah.
Maybe they were playing checkers.
Right.
You don't know. So the fact means you know for sure they weren't playing checkers. Right? That's the difference. So I'm talking about Sota Vadai. You're talking about Sota Safik? Now, of course, if it's Sota Vadai, she's going to be killed. Because she violated the Isser called Eishes Ish. Right? She's a man. So I'm not saying playing checkers is not a good... They have Shalom Bayis problems if you're doing that. If you're spending time with other men, you have Shalom Bayis problems. You're not a Sota. I mean, you didn't do anything. It's her Kareis for that. It's her Skila. You didn't do that. Not Isser Skila. It's her Mises Bezdin. Right? But if it's only a suspicion, you're still a Sota. Okay. Well, Maishna Sota Vadai. Why is Sota Vadai different? Mishum Dechsev Ba Tumah. Because it's Tumah, right? Sota Safek Nami Tumah Ksev Ba. It also says that by a Sota Safek. Ditanya. Rav Yosef Ben Kippur Omer Mishum Rav Elazar. Listen to this. I'm never going to finish today. Hamachzer Grushaso Min Hanisuin. If someone is Machzer his Grusha from Nisuin, that means he divorced his wife, she then went ahead and married some man, that guy also threw her out. Then he takes her back. Now I'll do that. But let's say someone did it. Hamachzer Grushaso Min Hanisuin Asura. What if Mina Arison? What if the other guy did Arison, never lived with her, and then he threw her out? Now can he take her back? Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur says yes. Muteres. Why? Mishum Shenemar, because it says by a Sota. Achre Asher Hotama. Because it says Achre Asher Hotama. And I don't need that. Those words are extra, he holds. So I use it to tell me a case of a Machzer Grusha where there was no Tuma. Why was there no Tuma? Because they never consummated the marriage. V'chachalim omrim, no. Echad zev, v'yechad zu, asura. It doesn't matter whether there's yibum, whether there's kedushin, or whether or not there's nishu, it makes no difference. Once that other man puts a ring on her finger, whether or not he consummates that marriage, it doesn't make a difference. You cannot take her back. Ela mani mekayim asher hotama. So what do the chacham do with those words, asher hotama? L'rabos sota shenistera. They use it for a sota that was locked up. Umay nistera. What does nistera mean? It means nivala, right? So my karile nistera. So why do we call it nistera? Lishna ma'alyanak. It's a nicer lashon. Nivala? What do you mean nivala? Tuma behedya ksiv be. It says tuma straight out in that pasuk. Vinistera, it says vinistera, vihi nitma'a, lemekim aleha balav, that there's a lav here, right? That if he would have relations with a sota after she's been locked up with somebody, that's a lav. You take your wife back after she had relations with another man, that's a lav. Okay? We didn't even get to the issue yet. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, lav besota lesle. He doesn't learn this pasuk about a sota. He learns it about what? Not talking about a sota. He learns it about a machzer grushaso. Vafilu zanai nami. Even if she was for sure had relations, Adam watched the whole thing happen. The whole thing happened, right? It's only an isra say of vehi nitma'a. My time of why? Havaya v'ishas ksiv bay. It says havaya and ishas. I'm not sure what that means.
So according to him,
there's a sota, but there's no issue if you have relations with her afterwards. Only an assay, not a lav. What was the point of all this?
That makes a sota, no?
What?
If you have relations with her, that makes her a sota.
One second. Sota safek nami tuma ksiv bay. So the answer is, even though it says tuma by sota safek, no, we don't learn it for a sota, we use it for something else. Okay. Boy mine Rav Yehuda me Rav Sheshes. Hamachzer grushaso. If someone is machzer his gerusha, misha nises, after he shouldn't have done that, she married someone else. Now, umeis tsarasa mahu. Now he dies. What's the story with the tsara? In other words, Reuven's married to two women. He divorces one. She then goes ahead and marries someone else. Then that guy divorces her. Then he remarries her. And then he dies. He has two wives. This Machzer Grushaso and the Tzara. What's the story with the Tzara? Can you do Yim on the Tzara? Or no? Now the map's a Gusha, so you cannot do Yim.
Is it
Machlokes?
Does somebody say
Machlokes? Oh, so Ali Ben Kippur, Loti Bailo. According to Biosi Ben Kippur, it's not a Kasha. Kiva the Amar Biosi Ben Kippur, Tuma Batsa Gusha, so the Tiva, Sarasa Kamosa. Since it says the Tuma says by Batsa Gusha, so then the Tzara is no different. They always go hand in hand. V'mishum d'chseh b'toeva hi. What about the fact that it says it's a toeva? No. He toeva v'ein boneha toavin. No, it means she's a toeva, but not any children that they have. Ha tarasa toeva. Maybe the tzara is a toeva. Ki tibayelach aliyah b'drabanan. The whole kash is only according to the Rabbanan. Af agav the Amr Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan said, Tuma b'sota hu d'chseh. It says Tuma by sota, but ein mikro yotzim b'de pshuto. You still have to read the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. And what's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk? Right? What's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk? What's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk? Right? Where am I? Right. What's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk? The Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is what? The Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is about a Machzor Grusha. Even though we use this for Sota, that's not the Pashup Shad. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivan di'aker i'aker. Or you say, since it's been uprooted, it's uprooted. Meaning what? Meaning what? Since we don't use this Pasuk to teach me, we don't use this Pasuk to teach me anything about Machzor, about Sota, it's not about Sota. I'm sorry, we don't use this pasuk for Machzor Grusha. It's not about Machzor Grusha. Ikka d'yami, or another version is like this. Ali b'derabbanan lo tibayelach. According to the Rabbanan, it's not a kasha. Why? Kivan this yaker yaker. Once we use this pasuk to teach you about a sota, it's not teaching me about a Machzor Grusha. Ki tibayelach, when is there a kasha? Ali b'derab Yossi ben Kippur. According to Yossi ben Kippur. My, what's the story? Afad after Amr Yossi ben Kippur, Tuma b'Machzor Grusha, so hu d'ksiva. Even though we learned this pasuk by Machzor Grusha, Miat Rachmana, there's still a limud. He toeva, the ain't sarasa toeva. She's a toeva and not the tzara. O Dilma, he toeva, the ain't boner tovin. Or she's a sota and not the children. Ha sarasa toeva. What about the tzara? That's a problem. So the question is, finishing all that. The question is, if somebody is Machzor is Grusha, beisser. And then he dies. What's the story with the children? What's the story with the Tzara? Amalei Tinisua. We learned that already. Ready for this? Haisa, this is a Mishnah later in the Mitzvah. Haisa achas ksheir of achas psula. Let's say one's kosher, one's pasul. One wife is kosher and one wife is pasul. One second. Im ha'yecholet, cholet's a psula. If you're going to do chalitza, then do it on the one who's pasul anyway. Why ruin a good woman? She's already pasul. The im ha'yimiyabin, the yabin l'ksheira. And if you're going to do yibum on the good one. Do yibum on the good one. Why? Take the bad one. What does that mean, good and bad? My ksheira, umay psula. What does that mean? Ilem, if it means ksheira, ksheira la'alma. What does ksheira mean? That she's kasha to kahanim. And psula, psula la'alma. And psula means she's puzzled to kahanim. She's some kind of chalala or something. Who cares?
How can she be kosher to kahanim at all?
She's a regular woman. She's kosher to kahanim.
She's got chalitza.
Huh?
If it's one of them got chalitza.
That's exactly the point. If you're going to do chalitza, don't do it on her. If you do it on the other one, then she can marry a kohen. Her husband died. She's an almana.
So she's an almana.
So do chalitza on the other one. Anyway, can't marry a kohen. Why make it worse? This one can marry a kohen. If that's what we're talking about, who cares? Kivan diludi de chazia. He can do whatever he wants. He can marry either one. My nafkale mine. What's the difference to him? Why should he care? What, I'm going to ruin her for kahan. What's not a business? That's business. I don't want to marry that one. I want to marry that one. I don't want to do chalitza on that. El alav, it must be. Kshera le. Right? It must be. It's kosher to him. And psula leg. And pasul means it's pasul to him. Who's that? Umay ni, what's that? Machzor Grusha. It's talking about a Machzor Grusha. Nevertheless, vikatani, and what does it say? Vim hayim miyabim l'ksheira. What do you see? What do you see from here? That what?
The Yibamon.
That the Tzara, exactly. Right? That the Tzara is mutter to Yibamon. So Gemara says, lo. No, that's what I meant. Lo, lam, chera, chera, alma, psul, psul, alma. Really, we're talking about a woman who could go to a Kohen. I had to come out to Kimadil de Chazi, mine Askalimine. Ah, if you ask me the question, who cares? He, no, you know what? He should care. Mishum, Reb Yosef. Dom Reb Yosef, Khan Chad Reb Rebbe, Rebbe. Lo Yishmach Adame Borva, Chayim Tzvichlem. Don't spill that water when other people can use it. So if you're going to do Chalitza anyway, do it on the one that cannot marry Kahanim. She anyway can't marry Kahanim. Why are you going to ruin the other one? Once you do Chalitza on her, she can't marry a Kohen either. So why are you doing that? Ah, you don't care. But they care. The Kahanim care. So it's a principle. If it doesn't make a difference to you, it has nothing to do with Matzah Grushasa. Nothing to do with that. It's a different than not. If it makes no difference to you, then do the Chalitza on the one who anyway can't marry a Kohen. Who cares? Yeah, the Kahanim care very much. It's a Musa, right? Okay. Tadar Abanan. Hamachzer grushaso mishenisei. I'm sorry, Toshma. Hamachzer grushaso mishenisei. If you machzer grusha when she got divorced from someone else, he mitzarasa choletes. She and the tzara get chalitza. One second. He mitzarasa zalkadaitach. That's not even possible, right? Ela ema, no. Ohi o tzarasa. Either one. What do you see? There's Yibam on the Tzara. Something with the Tzara. Right? She has to get Chalitza. So the Gemara...
That's always the case, though.
No, we said if...
I understand, but you got to separate one of them. It's always...
So the Gemara answers, what you see right from here, that there is a Yibam on the Tzara, a Chalitza on the Tzara. So the Gemara answers, one second. Anyway, this whole Brisa was messed up. We had to change the words. So V'lav Tirutze Kometar Tzalei, if you're changing it already, Tiritachi, change it like this. He choletes. She has to get chalitza. But tzarasa, o choletes, o mesia bemes. You can do either one on the tzara.
No.
What?
No, because once she's disengaged by chalitza, tzara is automatically knocked out.
What?
So when somebody gets, if a person has to do chalitza, and is a tzara, you don't do chalitza on both of them, you do it on one of them, and it knocks out the other one automatically.
Right, but there's not a riot here that there's no, that they can't do even on the tzara. There's no right here, you can't do Yibam.
But once she did it to the regular wife, the Chalitza, who cares?
But you didn't do it on the regular wife.
You just did. He Chalitza.
Yeah,
that's yes,
she's eligible only for Chalitza. She's eligible only for Chalitza, then you can do Yibam on the Torah. She's eligible.
Once she does Chalitza, the Torah is done. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Potential for Chalitza.
Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan. Amar Rebchia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Boi. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Same question. Hamachze Grushaso Midiseis Tzarasa Mahu. What's the story with the Tzara? Amalei, Rabbi Ami, V'tibar Lachi Gufa. What about her herself? What about the Machze Grushaso herself? No, so he Gufa lo kabibayli. She herself, not a kasha. Why? Damrin on Kalvachomer. It's a Kalvachomer. Bimutr la Asura. When it was mutter to her, it's Asur. What is it, mutter la Asura? When he was allowed to be married to her, he cannot be married to her. What does that mean? That means when he was married to her, he was allowed to be married to her. Once he divorced her, he was not allowed to take her back. So be'isulah lo kol shkein. So now she's also a sister-in-law, which is also another issue. Now we're going to allow Yibum. That's ridiculous. Right? Ki komi bayali tzarasamai. What about the tzara? Mi olim kalvachomer lemidchi tzarasa olo. Does that kalvachomer also push off the tzara or not? He looked at it like this. What's the story about a machzer grusha? What about the tzara? So tzara lo kami boyli. Don't ask me about the tzara. Why? The kalvachomer is not strong enough to push off the tzara. Ella kikun boyli he gufa. Ask me about her herself. My, what's the story? Mi olim kalvachomer makom mitzvah olo. Is the kalvachomer strong enough in a makom mitzvah? What's the makom mitzvah? In a makom mitzvah or not? What's the story with that? And tomorrow, we will deal with the answer. All right? Stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. And a good spittle.
Tomorrow's 8 o'clock, right?